You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for 50 Shades of Dating. I'm Carlisa Mathis.
And I'm Stacey Joyner.
And this happens to be our first actual podcast, and we're going to be discussing relationships, dating, and love. So we hope to offer tips and some of our expertise that we've learned over the years.
I want to go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Stacey. Just to tell you a little bit about how we started and why we started. I met Carlisa through work so many years ago, and we clicked. We enjoyed hanging out and things like that, but definitely part of us hanging out was we had the ups and downs of dating, you know, more downs than ups. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely a moment where we were just like, okay, what are we doing? Right. Why are we out here trying to go to every other happy hour and not really getting a response or the response that we wanted? Mm-hmm. It was something that we started to form a book, which was called 50 Shades of Dating. And in that book, it was more or less of us just laughing about the experiences we had because, oh my, were they some experiences. And Carlisa and I just started thinking like, okay, well, what else can we do? Because outside of the book, in today's day and age, I know books are great, but everybody likes to listen. We're on the go a lot. But I do want to give Carlisa a chance to introduce herself. So go ahead.
Again, Carlisa. Basically, like Stacey said, we met on the job and we became close friends afterwards. And we were discussing about dating out here in the city. And we wanted to kind of come up with a book because it was catchy. And we said, you know, okay, let's call it 50 Shades of Dating. And the funny thing about it, we had so many experiences that after we thought they were bad experiences, but we found out they were quite hilarious, to the fact that a lot of people, when they heard about some of the stories we had, they couldn't believe it, and they were just like dying and they were in tears about it. So at that point, you know, we kind of started later on to think about, well, maybe we'll do a podcast instead, and maybe come back to the book a little later on. And this way, a lot of people can get a chance to hear us. We eventually would love to have you to actually send any maybe letters or emails to us, and then you have questions. A little bit about my background. We both come actually from human service field itself, so we have a lot of experience and expertise in that area of relationships and love and all of that. So we have our own personal and professional experiences, and we would love to share it with you. And thank you again for joining us today.
Yeah, I definitely want to give us both a chance to talk about, you know, how we started like dating. Of course, dating is something that you do all the time. But everybody has different requirements for dating. And part of our requirements was, not necessarily going to happy hours just to, drink and eat. I mean, that was a great part of it.
Yes.
But part of that happy hour was to get to know people, mm-hmm. and to enjoy that. And what sort of threw me off was getting to know everybody. It wasn't always as friendly. Mm-hmm. It was very, I guess, filled with infidelity. There we go. And right. I think that's not something that I condone or want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So when things like when we would meet people and just the characters, it was just like, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Carlisa and I have been friends for a long time, and I knew that wasn't what she was looking for.
Exactly. No.
But in the same sense, we still wanted to say like, hey, we don't want to sit at home because love isn't going to come and knock mm-hmm. on your front door and say, hey,
right.
how you doing? I want to meet you. Mm-hmm. Let's get married. But it does give us a point of saying, at least we're out. At least we're trying. Mm-hmm. And for me, I know a lot of the times, I always say, Carlisa, she remembers more when we were out there and she will remember names and people. And I was just like, if you weren't part of my brain space and I didn't feel like I should give you anything for my brain space, I was like, okay, I'm done. And Carlisa would remember them and say like, hey, you remember him? We saw him a couple of,
Carlisa, I guess I remember names. I was like, you know, they always say if you repeat someone's name, that lets them know that, you know, that you remember them. So I think that's where that kind of came from. The funny thing is we kind of started off, I think, with like online dating too. So that kind of led us to like, okay, well, let's just take it back a little bit and go out and start trying to meet other people. So that online dating, that was really the one. It was just kind of got it going. So we tried so many different ones. And you go on your first date. Sometimes you knew some red flags. And then you say, well, okay, I'll give it a second to try. Let me try it out again. When you already know that you should just leave it at the first, but you try it again. Because why? Well, we all were trying to say, we're looking for that love, that great love. And so we decided, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the dating online. So that's why we said, let's do happy hour. So that way we can actually leave work. Okay, remember, we worked together, so that was a great thing. And then one person could drive, and she, you know, they would take turns, and they saved on parking.
Yes.
So then we had the happy hours. So, you know, you're trying to meet professional people also. Maybe perhaps, you know, they're getting off of work also, and then you still have enough time to go home, do what you need to do at home, and, you know, go to sleep early so you can get up for work the next day. But we kind of found out we tried all kind of places. Oh, yes, we did. Didn't we, Stacey? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the places.
Yes. You know, sometimes we would just even Google just to find out, okay, what's the next one we're going to go to? We found some great restaurants.
Oh, yes.
We really, truly.
And some bad ones. Yes, and that too.
That's another story on those. Yes, we did.
Right.
So we became food critics also. But, we're, you know, it was just a different avenue, a different way of trying to get out there and actually meet someone in person compared to actually online dating. We're going to get further into that on other topics. But today, we just want to give you a little idea about what we're about and kind of go from there, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, like we have different topics that we already know that we want to talk about. And, you know, of course, we're going to share some of our hilarious stories so you guys can laugh with us. And no, we will not give names and dates. But like, no shade if the shoe fits. But OK. Mm-hmm. But
that's right.
Definitely, we do have topics where open to hearing, like if anybody wants to give us additional topics and say like, hey, this is what's going on now, or this is the hot spot, or, you know, don't go here. You know, these guys or these girls are just horrible here.
Right.
You know, we're open to that because, you know, we're definitely looking for new places to go and, you know, being out and seeing people and just helping people find love and find dating, because dating is a never ending saga. You know, if you're married, you need to have your date night because you can only change so many diapers listen to Sesame Street or watch, you know, all these things so for so long before you like, I need adult conversations and adult beverages.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Go ahead, Carlisa.
No, I was just going to say, Stacey, that, you know, dating is just a part of it. We all have to date before you find that one that you want to have that committed relationship with. So there's no way of skipping it. So it's like we need to delve into it and discuss a lot of issues that comes along with it. And if there's any way that we can be of help out there, that's even better. So that's why we're so excited to be doing what we're doing now. And we enjoy talking about it because, like I said, we've been there, done that. And we want to hear from you too. So we all been through this experience together and we all hope come out on the winning side.
Yes, yes. Everybody wants to win in love. I mean, that's the whole part of what Adam and Eve.
From the beginning of time.
From the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be loved.
That's right.
You know, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you, you know, want, you still want love. That's the, you know, bottom line. Mm-hmm. You want somebody to, you know, bring home your favorite, food,
mm-hmm.
drink, yeah. ice cream,
yeah.
you know, rub your feet, say, you know, hey, mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, do you want to go to this new restaurant here? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the part mm-hmm. of life. You want a companion to that's have right. that life with. And mm-hmm.
They compliment your life.
Yes, yes. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's about complimenting and not, I guess, what's the other word I'm thinking of, Carlisa? Compliment that? And not...
I'm trying, Stacey. I'm trying.
I'm trying too. You know, sometimes we do well with playing off of one another, but sometimes we just be sitting there like, not today.
Not today.
But definitely, you want that person there to compliment you and yes. not to depend on.
Right. They're definitely. So that's some of the things we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And then just loving yourself. You know, the first love comes within yourself.
Amen.
So we definitely want to work on some of that because sometimes that part is missing.
Mm.
And if that's missing, then, you know, you just kind of want to wait on probably meeting that other person because you okay. want to be in the right space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Yes. And definitely you'll be hearing more.
Yes, we look forward to hearing from you and thank you for your time today. And that is Carlisa and Stacey. Until next time,
bye.
Take care.